Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Back to basics, some valuable money tips. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk about the fact that it's not so much what your income level is. What matters most is what you do with your money and why. The same basic disciplines are required. I encourage you to employ a consistent, deliberate, and systematic approach to establish and maintain your financial well-being. Keep in mind that this is not a destination-based mission. Rather, this is an ongoing journey. You should view your money as a living entity that can change your life for the better or for the worse. My objective is to focus on the former and place you on the path to financial independence. The best way to approach financial wellness is to get yourself in the right frame of mind. This is a long-term learning model, and when you are in the right frame of mind, the payoff is self-reliance. What better gift could you give yourself? I think that you need to treat money like oxygen. In order to survive, we need to breathe. I have a postcard in my office with a quote from Buddha that reads, "Things to do today. Exhale, inhale, exhale, ah." I reference this quotation often because money, like oxygen, is our common denominator. Without it, you can't survive. Think of money as if it were your oxygen. Breathe life into your portfolio. At some point or at various junctures, your relationship to money will cause anxiety. Anxiety is a part of human nature. In times of financial stress or worry, remember to practice breathing deeply, as it will help you relieve anxiety and focus on the money matter at hand. It's your money, so take it personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.